ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Corso di Decentralized Cooperation, professoressa Valmorbida, anno accademico 2009-2010.
In these last decades, the role of local authorities has been recognized as fundamental for the support of sustainable development of the territories. We are now going through the actors and practices of decentralized cooperation. In most of the cases, the main actors and as well beneficiaries of the decentralized cooperation are the local authorities and civil society groups. Local authorities can be divided in politicians and therefore political level and civil servants at administrative level. They are both part of the programs of decentralized cooperation and they must be involved at different levels. As we saw in the comparative approach refers to geographic references in Europe dealing with these topics, they might have different level and autonomy in dealing with international cooperation. The example given this morning is that there in England, for instance, in the UK, there is a very low level of political involvement at the local level, while most of the decisions are taken from the technical part and the civil servants. In Italy, for instance, the politicians have still a big autonomy with respect to the civil servants. In particular, with the direct election of the mayor, the administrative level is now very much under his or her responsibility. But in these last years, in particular with the last laws, the civil servants have a lot of responsibility. The directors are responsible for signing most of the documents of the local authorities, which is good if the director is herself or himself able to decide and bear the responsibility of the decision. On the other hand, actors and beneficiaries are also the citizens which are receiving the services and the policies of the local authorities. And the second part is are represented by the NGOs, which, as we said in the last lessons, can be NGOs registered as they are in Italy, association or committees or CBOs, the so-called committee-based organization without any formal recognitions. They are all important as actors of the decentralized cooperation. We listed this morning topics which are usually addressed by the policies of the cooperation programs, like urbanization, planning, cohabitation of different communities, immigration policies, support and promotion of economics, actors and sectors, services to citizens, schools and education, staff management for public authorities. All of these topics are often addressed in the programs of decentralized cooperation. They are addressed in different means, like training support and skills development, which are divided often in training activities, training of trainers, the so-called TOT, which have a lot of multiplying effects and which are usually used in the practices of decentralized cooperation. Then you have the peer-to-peer exchanges, where colleagues at the same level of responsibility are engaged. Then you have studies and researches, joint problem-solving, technical assistance and support in the concept of long-term cooperation. Decentralized cooperation, however, must be based on the reciprocity and multilateral approach. It is essentially based on the interest and comprehension of the other's situations and needs. It implies a wish and a method to go towards the partners in the cooperation. In no case they can only be reduced to teaching the others how things must go. Indeed, the approach of reciprocity and mutual understanding is a basic content and value for the cooperation. Another fundamental int of the governance is the cooperation between local authorities and civil society. The question of civil society and local governance is cross-cutting and it is a fundamental element of the sustainable development in the Third World and in Eastern European countries, or the so-called transitional countries. Indeed, there are evidences and there is a direct relationship between a strong NGO sector and the level of democracy in the country and also a possibility of sustainable development. In some cases, it is presented as an opposition between the development of democracy and the development of economy. As far as we consider that both must go together for a sustainable development in the developing countries. The example which has been given this morning as well as a good practice in decentralized cooperation is the program CINET 2. CINET means Southeastern European Network number 2, because the number 1 was implemented under the law 84/2001 of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Italy. The program CINET 2 is a wide program engaging over 60 partners between Italy and Southeast Europe. It has the objective to promote governance and European integration of the countries from Southeast Europe. It is based on horizontal actions, which is governance and institutional building, information and communication, research and association of local authorities, and on the identification of several vertical actions, which are thematic ones, like sustainable tourism, economic development, rural development, and so on. The vertical actions are including in each of them a selected number of partners which are especially dedicated to the topics, like sustainable and cultural tourism are shared by the city of Skopje, city of Sarajevo, city of Mostar, and some other Italian partners which are mostly focusing on the cultural dimension of the tourism. Each vertical action is shared by many partners and they have a leader, which is a political leader. For instance, the economic support and SMEs has the region Friuli Venezia Giulia as the leader of the vertical action. The horizontal actions must be at the disposal and for the support of the whole network of partners. The governance of the program will be very demanding since it implies governing boards of the program at the political level and at the technical level. There is also the question of responsibility for such an expensive project, which is a project of 10 million euros, out of which 80% is supported by the Law 49 of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the rest is supported by the partners, in particular by the Italian regions. That will be a great exercise of decentralized cooperation that for the time being is quite blocked for administrative reasons and for a very heavy and hard and difficult bureaucracy which is imposed on it.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Stai ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.